The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Soku Sibiya. Soku Sibiya is the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com. Good morning to you, Soku.
Good morning, Abunyile, and to your listeners.
And how are we doing today up in Johannesburg?
Well, I think we are much calmer than what's happening in Cape Town.
I tell you what, at the end of the day, we wait to see. Look, we are excited, but also worried at the same time, because
yes,
rains like these, they bring more trouble than, this time is going to be good, but there's also going to be flooding that we're expecting. So we are a bit worried about that. In any case, though, let's start off. What's happening on the Africa side of things this morning, Soko? I'll let you do your thing.
Okay, so we've got the top 10 most beautiful gardens in Africa. If you are someone who likes to go for picnics or likes bird watching or even just looking at the fauna and flora of particular places, if you're a botanical gardens type of person, we've compiled a list of the top 10 gardens around Africa that you can go and visit. You think a botanical garden is a botanical garden, but you know, you find different trees, you find different animals, insects in various spots. And this is why these gardens make it actually part of tourism, or people will actually travel afar just to go to see these beautiful gardens, because you see plants that you might not see in other places. So you've listed the 10, they ranging from the gardens that you'd find in Morocco, in Mauritius, in Seychelles. We've got some in Uganda, in Egypt. And we basically just show you the map of where you would find it, what kind of fauna and flora you'd find in these places, and basically how the history of the botanical gardens and the trees that you would find there. So if you're traveling and you basically want to see something different, you know, if you've seen the pyramids, or if you're not into the hype of the pyramids and everything else, and you actually want to see something else, we've got a list of the top 10 gardens that you can go around and see. And another story that we have as well is this whole increase of what is called halal tourism. And this is basically for the Muslim community, because I know some people, when they travel, travel operators always try to cater for people who want to go to casinos, vineyards if you're in Cape Town. But for the Muslim traveler, tour operators are finding now that they've had to change their packages. So they offer things like going to the first mosque of that country. In Africa, there's actually one of the largest denominations is actually Islam. So you could actually go to see the mosques, the different mosques across the continent, find out all these other halal-friendly, basically, tourism spots. And this is the new market, or the new tapping in that tour operators are tapping into. And they're finding that it's a growing market. So check it out on the website. As I say always, check us out on social media and sign up to our newsletters just to stay informed in terms of what's happening on the African continent.
So, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I know that Cape Talk listeners are going to take me to the gauntlet for this one. Bird watching. Is that a thing? I mean, I've heard people talk about it. What do you do?
You watch the bird. It's as simple as that. You basically...
You watch it doing what?
In its natural habitat. I guess it's the same as going on a safari or on a game drive. You know, when you're watching lions being lions, watching birds being birds. People actually travel afar to go watch certain bird species that are found only in very rare points, to actually just watch them be.
Look, I suppose I don't get even why people would like to go and sit with lions, but that's just me. But birds is like, it's just a bird. Anyways, Soku, thank you so much. A very good morning to you, and thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And to you listening at home, Soku Sibiya is the editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com. By the way,